On Monday, thousands of people marched through the streets of the West Village to denounce the killing of 32-year-old Mark Carson, shot in the face on 8th Street and 6th Avenue. Yanni Dunn was there to take part. He understood the relevance of holding the march in the neighborhood, but at the same time wondered if this sort of massive gay presence wasn't needed more in other places.
Just going up, you know, into either if you're in Brooklyn or the Bronx or in Queens.
After all, he said, the West Village is highly populated with gay people.
It's sort of preaching to the converted already.
Dunn's instinct is correct. According to the New York City Anti-Violence Project, the place where bias attacks against gays is increasing the most is in Queens and the Bronx. The group tracks incidents by getting first-person accounts, as well as by collecting reports from the police and district attorneys. Incidents include everything from physical assaults to having bottles hurled at you to getting called gay epithets. At Lucho Sports Club, several patrons said getting verbally harassed along Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights was fairly common. 29-year-old Angel Rivera is a waiter at Lucho's and says there's a lot of drunk straight people who call him names when he leaves at 4 a.m. It's happened to me, but I ignore it, Rivera said, because if I don't, I'm all by myself and there's a lot of them and I could get jumped. Rivera says that it's the people who don't ignore it that can find themselves in trouble. Carlos Garcia agreed with that. The handsome, well-dressed 28-year-old says he always tries to avoid trouble. I take very good care of myself, Garcia said. I don't walk alone because you never know what can happen. People look at you, the insults can start, and I could get beat up. You never know. Garcia was there with the mother of his close friend, a drag queen who was performing at the bar. The woman, who would only identify herself by the nickname Negra, says nothing has ever happened to her son, but she does worry. I leave it in God's hands to take him out safely and bring him home safely, she said. Besides the insults, no one in this group had experienced any physical harm. The bartender, a buff, tattooed 30-year-old named Joaquin Carrillo, said while the recent attacks have left him a little scared, he also feels a sense of responsibility to continue to be himself and exert his rights as a gay man. Show them that we are the same as they are and have the same rights, and if I want to hold my lover's hand, I can, Carrillo said, because if you're always hiding, they'll never understand. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.